This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Jaylen Brown post-game suggesting that the Celtics need to take a look and adjust when it comes to an offense that is built on merely lobbing three-pointers up there and hoping that they somehow start to go in. They took 60 of them last night, and they missed 45 of them. So, and we talked a lot about this earlier during Courtney's lead, whether or not Jaylen Brown is who Jaylen Brown is taking a shot at last night. And so I don't want to get back in. There was a bit of a kerfuffle there. I don't want to get back into the kerfuffle, but
I think it's everybody, himself included. Like, all right, because you missed the amount of three-pointers that you missed is just below what you average in a game, right? So you average about 47, 48 three-pointers a game. You missed 45 and you shot 60. So when Mazzulla says there's probably about 5 or 10 shots that we might want to reevaluate, I would say, yeah, there's about 10 to 12 and they were all three-pointers.
Like, yeah, but that didn't just happen in the second half. That's why I think it's got to be a shot at Mazzulla, because it's not like they were on fire in the first half from three, and then the second half, everything fell apart. Yes, they were way worse in the second half, but the threes weren't amazing in the first. So if it was up to Jaylen Brown, you can make those adjustments in game because you were playing in the game.
Well, but I think in the first half, right, if you, and I think Curtis said that it was about 16 that they took, right? So in the first half, they put up three-point attempts. It was 23 first half three-point attempts. They were 5 for 23. Like, at that point in time, you got to be like, all right, you know, we're up by 16.
Exactly.
The three-pointers are not falling, but see, the problem is,
and then the first play, Wiggs, of the second half
was a three-pointer.
Right.
And it was Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, and I think the problem becomes,
if you're suggesting that he is pointing fingers at at Joe Mazzulla, like Courtney is, then you have to also suggest that these guys, Tatum and Brown especially, have no say in what's going on offense-wise?
I think that we have given Joe Mazzulla so much credit of getting these guys to buy in
and saying that I have as well.
Yeah. And I think that they respect Joe Mazzulla. So if Joe Mazzulla, and that is his style of coaching, he wants them to attempt threes, then they fall in line.
But if that's his job, then really, what's the difficulty of it? I mean, I could go into the room at halftime and say, hey, guys, I know you're 5 of 23. Keep chucking them. Go out there. Like, that's it. Then in the second half, they were 10 of 27 or 37.
37. 10 of 37. 37.
Like, right. I think Jaylen Brown is a guy that uses an edge, you know, that like creates monsters that don't exist to have a chip on his shoulder, and it's worked well for him. But I watched that game last night, and I just don't understand what Mazzulla did and how you could sit idly by and allow that lead to just totally evaporate and not change anything. And then to call timeout to reset an inbound play that leads to nothing. Like, it literally looked like everybody had just met during the timeout when they got on the floor.
This is Jay from South Boston. What's up, Jay?
Hey, Greg, good morning to the whole crew. I got two people that I address. One being Curtis. You gave the Celtics a triple C, the Chris Curtis curse. Thanks a lot.
Sorry.
And Sean, you are a jamoke. It makes no sense that Porzingis would take himself out because he was sick. You know what? You make more sense with one of those ball gags in your mouth than you do on the air.
Yelling doesn't make you right. And second of all,
Sean,
I didn't say he took himself out.
Are you right, Sean?
More than you, Jay.
Oh, get out of here, Sean. I'm still waiting for you in Southie, buddy.
Why would I come to Southie?
Stay out of Southie.
Lovely.
I have zero desire to go see people like you, Jay.
Oh, hey.
God. I think a lot of this...
I would love to come see you guys, but not him.
And I think a lot of this is it is a gift and a curse, because you were gifted last year to be able to win a championship because you shot a lot of three-pointers. But last year you averaged about 42 a game. This year you went up to 48. Then we praise Pete Pritch. We praise Derek White. We praise Jason Tatum for all the three-pointers that they make during the regular season. Then what happens is you get to the playoffs, and the approach that you've taken that got you to help you win a championship and helps you get up by 20, you say, all right, us knocking down threes is the reason why we're up by 20 at this point.
But that, you're living a little bit of a delusion there, because there are guys, they are fortunate throughout the season where you have guys, the others, or however you want to describe, Derek White and Peyton Pritchard and Sam Hauser, who have extraordinary games here and there when it comes to shooting the basketball.
Right.
And so you can get deluded into the fact that that offense, which is just three-pointers and not getting the ball down low, not using your, you know, whatever bigness you have in forcing your way to the hoop. Like, Jason Tatum, he's an unbelievable talent. But several of those shots, end of regulation, where somebody was on him and he's like the fall away three that he's not making.
He's chucking it up. But that's what they're all doing. Derek White goes 5 of 16. There are times where he gets the ball and he just launches it, right? But they all been, it's their gift and the curse, because if they shoot 45 three-pointers and they make 30 of them, we're here praising them today about, look at this team, always going to be able to stop them. And Courtney and I, we've kind of discussed this before, like off air. There'll be times when the Celtics can't throw the ball in the ocean from three-point land through the first three quarters, and then all of a sudden, whether it's Derek White or it's Tatum or maybe Pete Pritch comes in and then money from three-point land, like that is their default crutch because of the analytics and what the analytics have told us in the world of basketball.
I kept thinking last night that that is exactly what was going to happen in the fourth as well. Like, because we've seen it happen over and over again, where all of the sudden, the fourth quarter, it's a completely different team from three.
Well, you had 15, somewhere around 15 lead changes in the first. And so, but then we were talking about it earlier. Curtis and I both, I think everybody thought you get to that third quarter and that game is done, finished, and you're going to roll through this series. And I don't know. Maybe it's a one-off, but it's a disappointing one-off.
It is a very disappointing
when
one-off.
When you have them, like, you should never lose a playoff game when you're up by 20, ever.
No. I mean, you shouldn't, but now we've talked about this all season long, and this is the new NBA. 20 points now is nothing. 20 points literally means nothing in today's NBA. Teams come back from being down 20 all the time. You know, fight, do what you got to do, get it to 10 or under 10 by the start of the fourth quarter, and then that's where you can, you know, go on another run, and that's where you could potentially come back to win the game.
Tom says everybody needs to relax. Hello, Tom.
Hey guys, really, serious. Everybody needs to relax. It's like, we lost Sammy Hauser, one of our best three-point shooters. He sprained his ankle. The Zing Man got sick, or whatever happened to him, and no one else could pick it. We were cold. D-Way, everybody was cold, and we only lost by 3 points. We are going to hammer the Knicks the next game. And now everyone's tripping. Oh, we're going to win it in five. We're going to win it in four. No, this series is going to go, I'm going to say probably maybe six games because the Knicks, you know, they fought away last night. But we're just cold, guys. That's
yeah.
it. But
maybe.
The Celtics are going to absolutely maybe. Bury them. Bury them.
Maybe you're right.
Yeah, I still think the Celtics win the series, but the Knicks – With Jalen Brunson, they're a scrappy team. You know, they're going to be a team that you look at Jalen Brunson's stats, especially his clutch stats. He's like one of the best clutch players in the NBA. So
the man in black, Twitch Mitch, said the crowd was awful last night. It was all Knicks fans last night.
Oh, was it?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. Well, Santo better change his arrangements tomorrow.
Yeah, that's I blame
that's
Santo
on Wednesday.
For that.
That's on Wednesday. I know, and he will be with Knicks fans, yes. But even watching the game, like at the corner, the right corner of the court, that was a whole Knicks section.
Sounded loud, though, on the television. I feel like I heard a lot of Let's Go Celtics.
Yeah, there was a Let's Go Knicks
chance
too.
Let's Go Knicks, though, during the anthem.
Yeah. I would also say do whatever you can if you've been saving or you've been waiting to go to a game to go to these because – it may change a lot next year, and I would just, in hindsight, how many more Pats games would you have gone to? In hindsight, you know, when you have a chance to see a team that is championship caliber going for back-to-back, get in the building. Try and keep the opponent fans out of
it. Oh, it's definitely changing next year. I don't care what anybody says. I think, especially when you look at this season, and maybe it might be the road might be a little bit harder to win a championship, but if you get there and the amount of money that the new owners got to pay, it's one thing if you go, all right, this team is the favorites to win this year and next year, but I don't even think that, you know, they're the favorites. So I could see the owner going, like, we have to go in a different direction. It's too much money for a team that isn't the clear-cut favorite.
Well, they have been and should be the clear-cut favorite.
They haven't been they might have been the favorite at the beginning of the season, but throughout the season, I mean, Shime's the guy. There were plenty of people that were picking OKC. There were plenty of people, and I believe OKC's probably still the favorite.
They are.
How can OKC be the favorite? They are 500 against the teams that remain in the playoffs. 500.
You got to ask Shime that. He's the gambling expert. But they are the favorites.
Yeah, the Oklahoma City Thunder +175 to win the title. The Boston Celtics +210.
Weird, though, that the first game in the second round for three of the favorites all went down opposite way. All losses.
This is Scott from Bellingham. Hey, Scott.
Hey, how's it going, guys? So you were talking yesterday about how Tatum doesn't quite get the respect to some of the other players around the league. And he's a great player. But, I mean, last night is an example why. And it's not just because the shots didn't fall. I mean, look at the way Jokic played at the end of the game. He hits a three-pointer. It was a good shot, gets his feet set. Then another play, he drives to the basket, kicks it out, and hits a wide-open guy for a three-pointer. While Tatum is hitting fadeaway contested three-point shots, you know, the last shot, second to last shot of the game, and then he does it again in overtime. In crunch time, his shot selection could be absolutely god-awful, and that's why he doesn't get the respect that some of these other guys do. Is that it's like he plays too much hero ball.
Yeah, he has to be able to, at the end, because if you look at Jalen Brunson, right, his first half, he wasn't great. But his third quarter and the fourth quarter is really where him and OG.
OG Anunoby.
Yeah, stood out in both of those.
I mean, can we play a little defense?
You would think you'd be able
to. Are you still allowed to play defense in the NBA?
Yes, and you have great defenders. You would think that, you know. But they made give the Knicks credit. Give OG some credit. He made some big three-pointers that they were able to make in the second half. The issue is you can't go 0-7 and 0-5 in the fourth quarter. From three-point land, you went 0-5, Tatum. And from the field, you went 0-7. You cannot do that. You can't. It's just, if you're going to be, you want to be in the category of the best of the best.
Yeah, and that answers a little bit your question yesterday about why he doesn't get the respect put on his name that he wants to get.
Oh, no, it didn't answer my question, because I know we had this conversation. I know why he don't get the respect. It's moments like that, but it won't matter because it's going to have to be done in the NBA Finals. So if he averages 36 the remainder of the series and they go on to beat the Knicks, it means nothing.
But these things do happen too often for a guy as good as him on a team as talented as the one he's on. Like, it's just, you can't disappear like that. I understand bad nights, everybody has them, but I just don't think you can be the most valuable player in the sport and disappear when your value is most needed.
And you know what I think part of it is? Because if you go and look at, he brought up the Joker, and you brought up like SJ. If you look at the Joker, I think shot 35 shots in that game last night. If you look, the second quarter, he sat Tatum for like all the way to like maybe the 6 minute mark. They have, and it's kind of a oxymoron to say this, but they have a lot of good players where your superstars don't shoot as much as they would on a team with guys that aren't. You know what I'm trying
to
get?
They get used to relying on the other guys.
Like spreading the ball out, where if you look at the Joker, or even if you looked at Jalen Brunson, he'll take 35, 30 shots where Tatum might take 20, 22, 23, but then Jalen will get his 20, 22. Last night, Derek White at 18. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that's a reason why, but when you're the superstar, sometimes you might have to be selfish and hawk up way more shots than everybody else.
All right, it is a 2 for Tuesday, and that means I have Red Sox tickets to give away right now. So if you are caller number 9 on the contest line, which is 617-931-0937, and you know the code word, then you will score a pair of tickets to go see the Red Sox and the Braves on May 16th at Friendly Fenway. So call now. And your next chance to win with us is at 9:30, and then all day long on the 30s on a 2 for Tuesday at WEEI. Can we finally get to the Robot Uprising report next?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.